ಓಂ ಗಣ್ ಗಣಪತ್ತೆ ನಮೋ ನಮ, ಶ್ರೀ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ವಿನಾಯಕ ನಮೋ ನಮ, ಅಷ್ಟ ವಿನಾಯಕ ನಮೋ ನಮ, ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರ್ಯ, ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರ್ಯ. ಹೆಲೋ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್, ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಟು ಮೈ ಪಾಡ್ಕಾಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಎಪಿಸೋಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಡೆಡಿಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ. Dear all, we all know that this festival is very popular. Well, why it is being celebrated, I will be talking about all these things. But before that, let me ask you one question. How are you all? Well, if you will ask me, I will say I'm not well, as I'm suffering from fever. But if you will ask my heart, it will always say that it is well, as it is sharing its thoughts with you all. And right now my heart is beeping. Sorry, my heart is beating for sharing something special about this festival. Yes, dear all, this festival, Ganesh Chaturthi or Vinayaka Chaturthi, is a 10-day Hindu festival, and we all know that it marks Lord Ganesha's birthday and is celebrated across India with great enthusiasm. But mainly it is celebrated in three states and southern states, right? Well, if you are in Maharashtra right now, you will definitely enjoy this festival. And if you are in Goa, then also you will enjoy this festival. And if you are in Karnataka, then also you will enjoy this festival. And if you are in any part of my nation, you will enjoy this festival. As in my nation, every festival has a value. Every festival has some morals attached to it. Isn't it? Well, the traditions across India has been different. A Sarvajanik Ganesh idol was first installed by Bhau Sahib Lakshman Jawale in 1892 in Pune. Apart from the pandals or the community pujas, Ganesh Utsav is celebrated in homes in Maharashtra. It starts with Pandya Puja, overturning the feet of Lord Ganesha a day before Chaturthi, and you know, when Lord Ganesha enters the home, well, food researcher Chinmay Damle says that in Maharashtra, Hartalika and Gauri Pujan are part of Ganesh Shotsav, and women worship goddess Parvati in fast. Well, it's the festival which has a great reverence in the southern part of our nation too. We used to get a new idol every year and decorate the puja mandap with flower garlands and mango leaves. And these words were of a home chef, Sumitra Kalpattupu of Karnataka. Right. So Ganesh Chaturthi is a festival which has some relevance. And if you see the past, you will understand that since the time of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, the founder of Maratha Empire, Lord Ganesha was the family god or the Kuldevta of the Peshwas. Yes, and with their fall, the festival lost state patronage and became a private family celebration in Maharashtra until its revival by the Indian freedom fighter, we all know Lokmanya Tilak. Yes, and he was the one who recognized Ganesha's appeal as a god for everyone. He popularized Ganesh Chaturthi as a national festival to bridge the gap between the Brahmins and the non-Brahmins and find a context in which to build a new grassroots of unity between them. Right. So this was something related to the past, related to the history in Goa. Yes, you all are very excited to know what happens there. In Goa homes, the matoli, a wooden mandap, is decorated with seasonal wild flowers, leaves, medicinal herbs, fruits and vegetables, and is used to invoke God's blessing on these, on this produce, right? In Karnataka, Ganesh Chaturthi or Ganesh Habba is celebrated with the fervor and Gauri Habba a day before Chaturthi, when Goddess Gauri, the wife of Lord Shiva and the mother of Lord Ganesha and Lord Subramanya, is worshipped. And the most interesting part of this festival is the Modaks. Yes, the sweet dumpling Modak, which is believed to be Lord Ganesha's favorite food. And you know, when I went there in Maharashtra, in Mumbai, there I had enjoyed eating Modaks and their varieties. But during the puja, yes, during this puja, what happens? This puja is always concluded with an offering of 21 modaks to the deity as a prasad. And it is made up of rice flour shell and are preferred for this purpose. However, wheat shell version are also used. Innovative recipes for modaks such as banana, nachni modak, motijur modak, chocolate modak have been also created. And do you know which is the favorite flower of Lord Ganesha? If you don't know, then don't worry, I'm telling you, it's marigold. So with the marigold, you can please the Lord Ganesha, who is very powerful, who is powerful enough to remove the obstacles and ensure success in your life. Right? He himself symbolizes something. And what is that something? I'm telling you in brief. You know, his eyes, small eyes, symbolizes and conveys one meaning. That is focus and concentrate. His big head symbolizes and conveys us to think big. His big ears helps us to understand the importance of listening, and we must learn this. Then his curved trunk denotes high efficiency and adaptability. Right? His broken tusk retains the good and discards the bad. His large belly peacefully digests all good and bad in life. His mouth denotes ride on desires, but keep it under control. Right? Modaka is sweet rewards. And most importantly, blessings. Yes, blessings denotes, blesses and protects us, right? When you have observed, when you have tried to observe the statue of Lord Ganesha, you must have seen that he is sitting giving blessings. So that blessings denotes His blesses and protect us. So He is the Lord who is always there with us all the time. And He has given me today the power to speak, to share my views on Him with you all today. As I've already told you, I'm suffering from fever. Still, I'm speaking. Why? Because I have got the energy to speak. And that energy has been derived from the Lord Ganesha Himself. So thank you, Lord. And I just pray for the speedy recovery of my health and yours too. So don't worry, I will be coming back again. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself and bye-bye.